This is a previously recorded episode.
This show is broadcasting live from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. For more information about the show or our network, please visit www.podcastdetroit.com.
Hey, Stacy.
What up, girl?
What are the hottest animals at the farm?
Excuse me?
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Get out of here! You've been talking to Dave too much. Dave, play the song.
Hey guys, it's Chelsea
and Stacy.
This is Reasons Why I'm Single.
What's up?
Episode 8.
What up, babe?
We're so excited you're here.
So shout out to Dave for the intro
because he gave us that.
This is the octopus and tentacle porn episode.
No. Okay, forget. No. I take my shout out back. Just kidding.
Your shout out's been revoked, Dave.
I said good day.
So Stacy,
what's up, girl?
How's your week been?
Not too bad,
like
actually.
It.
You know, we started from the bottom,
and
as
here
the prophet Drake said, now we're here. We're here. We're not there anymore. We're here. He's not a prophet. I'm pretty sure he's not. But he's super nice. I wanted to call him cute, but then my cousin said that he has the same, like, jawline structure as my brother. So I'm like, well, guess I can never find him attractive.
Yeah, well,
good job, everyone.
There goes that.
Same thing happened when my brother and I were teenagers. And so my brother, he was a theater major, has done some awesome stuff. And they're just like, oh my goodness, he's going to be the next Denzel. And I'm like, well, guess I'll never find Denzel fine because he looks like my brother, apparently. So
no.
It's hard out here for an active imagination. I'm just saying. Dang.
So, you know, every week we want you guys to get a little bit, you know, get to know us.
Oh, hi,
getting
us.
To know you. Getting to know all about you. So we, you know, we always want a fun fact or some kind of little quid pro quo about us. And this week we've decided to let you in on something a little personal.
It's kind of intimate.
It's an intimate discussion.
Oh my goodness.
That got creepy.
All right, I'm sitting down though. I'm
okay,
ready.
So we're going to talk about tattoos and piercing.
Ooh, ooh, all the octaves.
I feel like everybody just needs to know that this wasn't my idea.
Well, whatever delicious creature came up with this.
Stacy.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to Stacy. Okay, so do you want me to go first?
Yeah, because you're the interesting one.
I'm the interesting one. Okay, I actually only have one piercing. I mean, it's two because it's my ears. I've had them since I was two.
What?
It wasn't even that my parents decided it. I guess I literally told them I wanted my ears pierced at 2 years old.
You would.
And so they took me and got it done. When I was seven, we were at a church picnic and the kids were all playing by the bathroom and I ended up either getting my hair, I don't remember exactly, but it was either like my hair got pulled by somebody back through the door.
Ooh.
And my earring got ripped out. Yeah, so, and
no.
I had to have like 9 stitches in my teeny tiny little ear. Because you and I both have tiny ears.
Yes, we do.
And
they're so petite.
So petite. And I remember, because back in the day, they didn't have dissolvable stitches, so my mom would have to take Band-Aids off, and they would pull out the stitches, and it hurt. Oh, so bad.
I just remember
looking up and holding my ear, and my dad and this guy just fighting about which direction was faster to get to the hospital.
Wow.
And I just remember looking up and being like, like, we should probably just go.
Right? I feel like I'm in pain.
And then we got in the car, and I remember feeling really special because it was just me and my dad in the car, so I got to sit in the front seat. And my dad was like, just squeeze my hand for how hard it hurt. And then it became a game. And smart dad, good job. Because I was thinking was like, I will break your thumb. I didn't. My dad's real tough. So that I just, my ears, that's the only thing that's pierced on me. But tattoos, that's a whole other story.
Can you tell me a story?
I have 7 tattoos.
Do you really have 7?
I have 7 tattoos, yeah.
I didn't think you had that many.
My very first tattoo, I was 18, and I got a white treble clef on my ankle.
Look at you.
Now, at that point in my life, I was tanning a lot, and it showed up in the tanning, and so it was like, looked like it was a... kind of looked like it was a scar.
Oh,
now
okay.
Now I've stopped tanning. I'm very, very pale. You can't even see it anymore, but it counts, because I got it retouched twice.
Oh, nice.
It counts. I also have one on my hip, one going down the side of my right side of my stomach, one on my rib cage on my left side.
Wow.
I have two on my ankles, and then my most recent one is on my right forearm, and it's a rose.
You have outstanding tats.
Thank you. From 2 weeks ago, Dave was talking about the waitress that he said tats. Well, he meant to say tats.
Well, no. So I will. I will own it. I will tell the story. So I worked at the Rensen downtown.
Nice.
And
nice.
The girl in the coffee shop. I would hang out. I coffee every morning. She smoked. I smoked. We saw each other every day.
Right. Hey, what's up?
So one day, I know I come across as very outgoing, but at my core, I'm still.
A shy little geek.
I really, really am.
Adorable.
So, really, really hot girl who's insanely well endowed. I have issues.
I'm the same way though.
So we're outside one morning, and she's wearing, dude. So this girl who's just ridiculously well endowed is wearing this tank top, wife beater thing.
She's showing off the goods.
Possibly without a bra.
She knows what she's
doing.
Like,
and she's got ink all up both arms and visible. She's got a half sleeve and a half sleeve, and she's got all kinds of stuff. I will swear until the day I die that my brain, somewhere between my brain and my mouth, it broke. What I meant to say was nice tats.
And instead,
that's not what came out of my mouth.
It was a different vowel.
Did she stop talking to you?
No. Here's the best part. Literally, she stopped. Did the whole Sony dog cocker head. Look at me, and she's like, you know what? Anybody else, I would slap the ever living shit out of. She's like, but that's totally not what you meant, right? And I'm like,
and then it clicks.
I heard it echo in my head. Tits, tits, tits.
And then you have the slow-mo, No.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Fantastic. No, that's totally
that's an awesome
real.
Story, though.
So, yes, you have great tats.
Thank you.
And the other. She's my bestie, I can say.
She can.
We worked at Victoria's
Secret
together.
We did work at Victoria's Secret together.
Because that was our fun college trick that we play with people. Hey, I can guess their bra size.
Oh, my God. And I could. Everybody.
Right.
But I would bring it out way too early. I'd meet people. One of my roommates in college.
That's what he said. Ding.
What?
I don't own a bell right now.
That's right.
No, one of my roommates in college, Barry, that's her name. Sorry. We haven't hit the fake names yet. I'm sorry, girl.
Sorry.
But her sister came in and she had piercings that she was showing us.
Oh.
And man, I'm just calling everybody out right now.
Man.
And get in the zone. We do not throw shade. It wasn't shade. It was very nice. So, but as soon as she she showed the piercings, I was like, you're 34B.
Right.
And she was like, that's weird. And I'm like, no, I just went to Victoria's Secret.
Right, that's what they do. It's just like, ma'am, you're actually a 34D, and I see that you're wearing a 34C, because you're not ready to admit that. It's real, though. It's real.
And then you get the quasi-boob.
Right?
Ooh, that was hard to...
Remember the one time I worked the fitting room, and so this woman, she's like, oh, can you come in here and help me? And so I went in to help her, and she takes off her bra, and she was black and blue. She had just gotten them done.
No!
And she was just like, how do they look? And I'm like, and she's just like, no, if you look closely, the right one is higher than the other one. I'm like, so of course I look to my left, look to my right, the door is closed, so then I put my face closer, because that's what she told me to do. I'm trying to get a sale here. So I look, I'm just like, well, maybe
you definitely need an angel card.
And I'm like, well, maybe a little bit, but I never would have known. I think they look nice. I'm like, 36C, right? She's like, yeah. She's like, this is my third time getting them done, and I don't want to go back under the knife again.
I wouldn't.
Dang. And she had her kid there with the stroller. So I'm just like, well, I hope you're done breastfeeding.
The craziest thing was people would come in and be like, open the door, full 90, and be like, do you think my husband would like this. Well, yeah, I don't know your husband.
Right? Happened all the time. He's crazy. All the time.
I mean, good for you, girls. You own your bodies and you be proud of them.
Yes.
Good,
yes, yes, but, you should.
But I will tell you, it's a little sticker shock because they don't warn you.
Yeah, it's just like, oh,
my very first day at Victoria's Secret, this woman came in and she had never worn a bra before and she was probably 70.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So they were low.
Those were hard to measure.
And I was like, I don't know. They taught us to measure underneath. I don't know. So then the sweetheart of a lady comes out of this fitting room in the size I guessed, and she's got the bra down by her belly button because that's where everything's at. And then I just remember like being like, do you see where my bra strap is? Do you see how it's in the middle of my back? Like, we got to raise everything up. And then I just sent her to Macy's because I was like, they have more options for you. I believe I even said to her, I'm just nervous you're going to have, like, an accordion type effect. And it was my first day.
Yes, it was my first day. I want to go. Man, so good piercings, tattoos,
and Victoria's Secret. That's real. But, yeah, no, the one I just got, this is the first one that you can actually see all the time, and it's on my arm. And I'm not used to people commenting, even though I have a lot of tattoos.
Right.
But it's really pretty. It's a realistic rose. I got it to cover a scar from a surgery I had, and I was just tired of looking at the scar. And then I actually got the pink rose because it's for my grandma who passed away, and it makes me think of her, and I love that. And I think, yeah, I like it. I think it's really pretty.
Nice.
So.
Well, mine's going to be short and simple. Tattoos, zero. Piercings, my ears. When did I get them done? Oh, right before I turned 27. I remember my little cousin, she was like, you just got them done? I got mine done when I was a baby. And I'm like, get out of here. You didn't make the decision. So, if I'm going to get a tattoo, I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen until I'm like 40.
Do you know what you would get, though?
No idea.
No? Like, you have no desire to get anything?
Not really. That's like, real. I have nothing against them whatsoever.
No, just, no. I mean, I get
it. I can't think of something that I would like or that I'm very passionate about.
No, I get that.
I mean, I love Jesus, but I don't feel like getting a
No, I totally get that.
Body. Nothing against it, though, but that's all I got. Ta-da!
Yay! All right. Well, let's throw... Excuse me. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's talk about the support for the show.
Oh. Speaking of support. Hey, Thriven.
Thriven Financial.
Shout out to Thriven. They are awesome. So, support for Reasons Why I'm Single comes from Thriven Financial, where finances connect for good. Thriven helps its members be wise with money and live generously. More than 2.3 million people count on Thriven to help them protect their families and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and do whatever else that they desire to do. To learn more about what makes Thriven unique, please contact Don Lyon or Pat Klenner at area code 586-773-7596. Again, 586-773-7596 for Thriven Financial.
And like we've said it before, but really they give you a complimentary consultation. They give you this map. You figure out where you basically break down where all your finances are going, and then they talk about the steps that get you to a secure future financially.
Exactly.
Which most of us in our youth don't think about stuff
just
like that.
Saying.
And like the first thing that they'll say to you is, this is the time to do it.
Exactly.
Because now you don't have to put as much money in a month, really.
Right.
Like, and you'll have a nice little nest egg for when you want to retire.
What I appreciate is that I always get nervous, like, doing, especially being a woman, because unfortunately, like, people always try to, like, scam on women. They think
that's
that we're dumb and all the other stuff. So I was feeling intimidated, like, going in, like, oh, I'm going to talk to these guys. But they're awesome, and they're just very personable.
They came to your house, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. They do in-home visits. Like, who does that? They're so personable. They're so awesome, genuine, and they are the
reason. They just want to be there to answer questions.
Exactly.
And all that stuff. So even if you're not sure if your financials are in order for this kind of thing, talk to Don and Pat because they can make it break it down to an easier
place.
Because all of us should have had some sort of money lesson in school, but we know school didn't teach us that stuff.
Right. Good job. So, good job. School.
We had a really good
Where's
a bit
that
of education.
Prerequisite? I'm not bitter.
Teach me about credit cards, and then maybe my 20s would have been different.
So speaking of school, we're going to do, since it is...
Oh, it's Thursday.
So we're going to do a throwback episode.
Throwback Thursday. I know we just kind of threw shade at school, but we're actually going to talk about high school.
We actually do appreciate school.
We did. You know what? We went to a blue ribbon high school.
Blue ribbon exemplar. I can never say it. I don't even know why I started. I was like, exempt. Chelsea, finish it.
Ari.
Right. So doing a throwback Thursday episode, we're going to talk about high school and some of the awkward high school dates that we went on.
It.
But if we're going to talk about dates, we need a fake name letter of the day.
All right. Am I going to pick it this time?
Yeah, you pick it.
Ooh, I like it. Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm going to dig deep in the bowl. Oh, I grabbed two. Oh, hang on. Okay, this one. All right. The fake name letter of the day is N.
Ooh.
Stacey, can you think of a name that starts with N?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Neil.
Ooh.
Nathan.
Ooh. There was a cute guy in high school whose name was Nathan.
Really?
I'm just saying.
Oh, guess he wasn't my type. No, I don't. We went to a really big high school.
We did.
What's a girl name? Naomi.
Hey, Naomi. Don't be throwing phones, girl.
What?
Naomi Campbell.
Oh.
She gets mad. She throws a phone.
I didn't know that she threw a phone.
At her assistant. Like, it hurt her. She just got mad and, like, chucked it at her head.
Listen. I've said it before and I said it again. Assistants rule the world, okay?
I cannot afford a new phone.
Right? I'm not making that supermodel money just yet. So, but once people see my face, then we can talk.
Right?
When, you know, let me keep my phone.
Speaking of, I'm just going to randomly throw this out there.
You better throw it out there.
We just want to thank you guys. You guys have been so supportive and listening and positive. We have a Facebook page. Yes. It's Reasons Why I'm Single. And we've got a Twitter, which is @ Why I'm Singles.
Plural.
And we've got an Instagram, which I haven't posted anything on recently.
We're going to handle it. Yes, because you need to see our faces. So,
Because we're pretty sometimes. No, we're pretty all the time.
Shoot, I did not wake up like this. It took work. I'm going to be honest.
Effort.
Be honest.
I have sparkly lids. If some guy gets mad because I'm wearing sparkly lids and they thought that was natural, that's on them.
Right. You're supposed to wake up with glitter in your face. Just saying. All right. So,
yes, we just wanted to say thank you. And
thank you so much.
Continue to support us.
We did this just for fun, and then we realized a bunch of other people had these same type of testimonies and just hopped on board, and thank you.
Now we're making it easier to hear the show.
Yay.
We're available on iTunes.
What?
Yes.
That's awesome.
So we're pretty excited about it. Yay. So you can just go on if you've got an Apple device, you can just...
Subscribe.
Search it and subscribe, and it'll pop up everywhere. Well, it won't pop up everywhere, but it'll pop up on your... It'll just pop up everywhere. It'll be on your elbow.
Right? Oh, my God, the podcast!
And then you don't even have to remember, because it'll download when you're on Wi-Fi. And then when you're at the gym or you're just driving home from work, you can just plug it into your car.
Yes.
Or you can listen to it on the elliptical.
Okay. Listen, you're really making me feel bad about not working out this week. Thanks so much.
Let me tell you.
Okay,
do you want to go first?
Throwback. Totally up to you. Okay, I'll go first.
Go first.
Okay, so this was junior year of
high school,
and so I was definitely like kind of an overachiever type of person. So I was looking at, okay, I need to get ready for my senior year because that's what's really going to set me up for college. I mean, I always had good grades, whatever. So I really wanted
to be... CC's very smart.
So, oh my gosh, thanks. So I really wanted to be a part of this state board for students. So this one teacher who I was in her class at the moment, I was going to go into her accelerated class in senior year. So... she had mentioned, like, oh, yeah, my son, he's actually in high school, and so he's getting ready to go to a dance and blah, 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 and his best friend can't find a date. I'm like, oh, man.
That's
you know,
so sad for
him. Aw, like, I'm sure he's a nice person. He'll find someone. So, cue me being at home, like, 9 p.m., I was... remember working on Spanish homework, my mother comes in with the landline phone. Cordless, we're coming up. So she comes in, she's like, you have a teacher on the phone for you? I'm like, it's 9 o'clock. Like, the rule is no calls after 9 o'clock. So she gives me the phone, and so it's this teacher. And she was just like, so, I know that you really want to be a part of this state student organization. I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
And she's like, and I mentioned that my son's best friend needs a date. I was like, Okay. Oh, this is happening? And she was just like, so, I can definitely make the student thing happen. Oh.
You got blackmailed into going on a date?
I just wanted another, like, bump up for my transcript. So I was just like, oh, okay, that's fine. So agreed to go on this date. Like, I tell my mom. My mom's like, what? And I was just like, no, but I just, you know, he's a really nice person. Of course, I don't tell her, like, the full truth.
Right,
I'm just like, oh, mom, like, yeah, there was this guy that I met from this group of friends.
Oh,
what
gosh,
group of friends? I know our friend. I mean, it's just... I'm being set up. I'm doing a fair. Mom, can you just meet their parents? So, spur homecoming dance at my teacher's son's school. So, we go there. So, I like to, you know, I can chat. I can do small talk, all that sort
you
of stuff.
You are very outgoing.
Oh, my gosh, thanks. So, we go meet the parents. This kid, a mute. Like, I don't know if he, like, just didn't know. Like, he didn't talk the whole time.
No.
The whole
what
time.
What was his name?
Oh,
did he tell
what
you?
What was his name? It will be Newton.
Mute the mute.
What up, Newt the mute? So, did not speak at all. So, like, I'm talking to my teacher's son, but I'm just like, okay, I don't want to be too... I always overthink things. So, I don't want to be too chummy because I don't want to hang out with you every weekend. I'm not trying to, you know, like...
She's
you know,
got
be a
goals. She's not saying. A man to distract her.
Right? And I am not a brown noser. Side note, thought that was a racial term because I've always had a brown nose.
Oh
and then
God.
Someone told me, no, it means that you're having your head
ass.
Up someone's... Right? Yeah, I was like, oh, well, never mind.
I've been insulted by people.
Right? Because I'm just like, how dare you? Why are you calling them a brown noser? They should be proud to have a nose with melanin. So anyways, so the guy, he doesn't talk the whole time. I'm trying to chat with, like, you know, his son. His son's date was, like, the super, like, popular, chatty...
of course.
Naomi, because she can't be a chatty Kathy. So she's just like, oh my gosh, blah, 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 blah. So she's totally like Regina George, like from Mean Girls. So we go there, like she's saying hi to people, blah, blah, blah. She's in this zebra print, like homecoming
nice.
Dress, like just owning it. Like, oh, all eyes on me. So it just feels so weird because I'm like, I am not about this life. But
what was your dress?
Which one did I wear? Oh, I wore this, like, it was teal... with, like, a black sheer thing over it. With, like,
I know
little,
exactly what
yeah,
you're talking about.
Because
I've
I
known
was,
Stacey forever.
Right. Because I was semi-emo, because I didn't go to my freshman formal. I did not go. I did not go sophomore year, because I was just like, I don't like high school. I don't want to see people that I don't like just in nicer clothes. Didn't want to go. I went junior year homecoming, because someone asked me, and I'm like, okay, that's fine. And then, like, I went to all the other ones after that, just because I kind of felt obligated to.
You really? You didn't have fun?
I mean, they were okay, but I'm just like, meh.
The only one I didn't have fun at was sophomore year homecoming, and that's because all my friends were in a limo. The guy whose dad owned the limo company didn't have a date, so I got suckered in by being his date. The second we got to the dance, he was gone, and then yeah, just completely ditched me, which was honestly was okay.
Right, just saying, I'm more fun on my own. I'm a good time.
It was fine. I mean, and then we get back to the car afterwards, and he was like... He's like, oh, we need to take a picture together. So I have this one random picture of us standing outside the limo that his dad or his uncle or whoever
That's
it was
so
took.
Funny.
It was just weird. And then, like, I do have a picture of us, the formal picture that they made,
Aww.
Like, that's included in your ticket price. I liked that dress I was wearing, though, that time. It was silver, and my cousin let me borrow it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. One time I borrowed one of Chelsea's dresses for a dance, and I also borrowed her ex-boyfriend.
You're going to be... Okay, preface. I dated this guy in high school.
What was his name?
His name was... I looked at the, his name was Nixon. He was not a crook. So Nixon and I dated for like 6 months, like nothing
Whoa,
crazy.
I mean,
in high school,
that was kind of like almost engaged.
I mean, I just remember one time I told him I loved him, and he was like, "I don't love you." And then we kept dating, and then like
I'm not there yet.
We were
on
the
it.
Phone, like I don't know, like. This is so something that's on me, though. Like, we were on the phone, like, 3 months later, like, so probably, like, close to 6 months into our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on the phone, because that's what you did back in the day. We didn't have text. We didn't have that.
Right. Landline.
So I'm on the phone, and I remember literally going, oh, no, it's not fair. Nobody loves me. And he was like, I love you. It was really, really cute until I realized how much that those words, even though I had said them so much previously, freaked me out. So, like, I broke up with him, like, like 2 weeks later.
I didn't know that's how it happened. That's why you didn't care that I took him to freaking whatever. Because you're like, no, you should take him.
Somebody
he needs
should.
Some comfort. He's a really nice guy.
He was a really nice guy, and he was so smart and just a sweet guy. I didn't realize, and I feel like such a jerk because I'm like, I said it and clearly didn't mean it. But then once he said it and I knew he meant it, it freaked me out.
It was so funny because I got so much shade because I didn't want to like buy another dress or
dress
have my
so
parents
expensive.
Pray. So I borrowed one of Chelsea's dresses.
This purple one that looked fab on
both
of us. Yeah, because
it had like the open back with the two straps. Yeah, that was was a big deal.
My mom,
I was such a prude.
My mom was not happy I bought that dress.
Oh, where was your father?
They had to approve it before I bought it because they were going to pay for half of it. And I came out and I was like, this is the dress I want. And my mom was like, just giving me this stern, silent face. And she was like, I don't like it. And I was like, well, I love it.
You're not the boss of me, except I live with you.
Like, technically you are, but yeah.
I borrowed that dress, and then I went with her ex-boyfriend, and I got so much shade.
And then she
shade.
Took Nixon.
Yeah, oh, Nixon.
And everybody
and everyone's
gave
just
her
like,
so
you know,
stuff.
They're like, I thought you guys were friends, and you know they just broke up. I'm like, no, she was just like, no, you
take
have to.
Take him, it's right. fine.
It's just like, we're just friends, and they're just like, oh, where'd you get your dress? I'm like, oh, it's Chelsea. So you took her man. And you took her dress. You are a boo.
I would like to point out that I never even thought of it like that.
I checked.
I was just like, yeah, take him. And then she's like, oh my gosh. And I was like, borrow the dress. It looks great on you. Like, it was never in my mind being like, people are going to think this is so scandalous.
But you know what's crazy about that dance was where we went out to dinner, I had been before and I would always get the same thing every time we ate there. Well, they must have switched up their recipe because
no.
I had an allergic reaction.
That's
so I remember
right.
scratching my face. I'm like, oh, that's weird. Then I kept scratching it and scratching it. I run to the bathroom. I just have... It wasn't strawberries. Thanks for being a friend and remembering. That's a But I just had these hives all over my face, and my face started to balloon up. Like, if you ever watched the movie Hitch with Will Smith, when they, like, go on that... turn around now, switch. Ooh, na-na-na. when his face, like, balloons up, that was what I started looking
just
like.
Just drinking Benadryl with a straw?
Yes, that's
drunk.
What started happening. I remember, like, I ran into the bathroom, I look in the mirror, I freak out, and a super popular girl just looks at me, and she goes, oh my gosh, what happened to your face? And I just ran into the bathroom, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is why I don't go to dances, they're awful, and it's just bad things. You saw the movie Carrie, bad things just happen at dances. Like, I'm just beside myself. So
I just remember one of the popular couples always requested Lady in Red, and they played it at every dance. And I, to this day, leave the room if somebody's like,
are you serious?
Karaoke host. And if somebody's like, I really want to sing Lady in Red, I'm like, well, I will find a reason to be anywhere but here when that happens.
Dang.
Cannot stand that song. Ruined it. Yeah.
Interesting. But yeah, I was forced to go on this date with this kid that didn't talk. But
at least you didn't go to the school.
Man, that's
because
real.
Because then
different
you didn't have to, like,
district.
See him all the
time.
But and did you get on the board?
I did.
Well,
I did.
Then
I
win.
Did. Right? But I mean.
What was his name again?
Yeah. Newton.
Newton.
Newt the Mute.
Newt the Mute.
But I did get a free meal out of it. Went to Friday's, had the fried chicken salad. That was my favorite salad. I was so mad when they took it off the menu. It was my favorite with the honey mustard dressing on the side.
On the side.
Yeah. So I called my mom. I was like, Mom, I'm ready to go home. She was just like, oh, where are you? I'm like, going out to you. She goes, well, make sure you get a to-go box.
Like, as soon as your food gets there, I'm going to take
That's what happened. Like, I had a full salad for the next day for lunch. I gave my mom some because she picked me up. I did not want to take the limo pan.
I don't blame
you. God bless him. He's probably, like, he probably joined the fraternity, and he's probably doing, like, amazing things in the world right now. Found his voice, and he's just, like, an awesome activist. This is what I'm giving.
This is what you've decided he's doing with his life.
Good job, Newt.
We should Google Newt the Mute.
I don't remember his real name.
Oh, no.
It was
memorable.
He didn't say it. How was I supposed to know it?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So
awesome.
What's your... Give me a bad high school
a
date
bad
story.
High school date. Okay. Gosh. There are so many to choose from.
This is the problem we've had since high school. We're working on it.
No, like, the worst part is that, like, the gossip was, in like, insane. Man. Like, if you're in high school now, I can only imagine with the technology.
Shoot.
It's crazy.
All you have to do is snap a picture of someone, send it to someone, be like, hey, you see what she's wearing? Get
done.
On her.
Yeah,
like,
done. Shoot. It's mad. It's
Don't
bad.
Worry.
Like, because even that little bit, like, the drama that would happen on the bus to school was crazy. And this has nothing to do with the date, but I was just saying, like, it would, the gossip was real. Like,
So, I am for real.
I am going to tell a date, a dance date again.
Ooh.
See, this is the thing. So, really, in high school, we had, like, three options for dates. It was the mall.
Yep.
It was one of the three dances we had in the year, two dances we had in the year.
Yep.
Or it was the movies.
Exactly.
And I have done, I've been on movie dates, but in high school they were pretty like tame. It was like, oh my god, we went and saw Austin Powers and
right.
held my hand.
Right. What was your favorite part? Oh my gosh, this part in the movie.
Yeah. Right. Like
that's
it had
so
nothing
innocent.
To do. So I kind of have two dates because I wanted to I want to cover the bases. So we have movie, we have dance, and we have mall. So we're gonna start with dance.
Ooh.
So
dance,
it was it was our freshman formal.
Didn't go.
It was at a. Different junior high, right? Or no, it was at our junior high. I think it was a different
junior high.
Girl,
I wasn't
there.
I don't know.
I think it was at a different junior high, if I remember where the doors opened. Yes, I'm going to try and remember. It's been so long.
E-pod.
Anyway, so I'm dating this guy named Nigel.
Oh, Nigel.
I really like it. So I'm dating this guy, Nigel, and I had this really cute blue dress on,
aww.
And I did my hair all fancy, and I remember there was this balloon heart thing and it was big like because they didn't have formal pictures for this because in our high school ninth grade wasn't high school it was junior high still so we were at it was just kind of like we're doing a dance but it's not really like a high school dance so we walk in and I remember we're looking through the windows and I saw that heart thing in the wall because I'm that person
you
so
are.
That person
you
and
are.
I was like we're gonna get the first picture in front of that thing before somebody pops it
that's man you better
and so I drag this poor boy and I run over there and I remember the DJ was because we were the first ones in the door because I'm so competitive and
oh my God. Run you're dragging your feet run
like, I'm turning to my friend and I'm like Nikita take the picture
yes Nikita
I remember the DJ even said something like, oh, we already got people taking pictures. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. My
That's
hair
right.
still looks good.
Right, man, before you sweat it out.
I'm about to dance, okay?
Just saying, because, man, we dance.
Right?
Dance. Like, dripping sweat.
Yeah,
man.
Like, it got real.
Burned a thousand
So you had
calories.
To take that picture before all that happened.
Yep.
So we go, and we take the picture, and then we're dancing. And then...
Oh,
it's not even him. He was fine. It's so me.
Oh, boy.
This song comes on. I'm going to age myself so much right now.
So hard.
But it's such a good part of the story. So Savage Garden comes on, and... and it's not even like... Okay, because there's three Savage Garden songs that actually were something... and this is the least of those. So it's the I Knew I Loved You Before I Met You.
That's the one I know. I knew I loved you before I met you.
Yeah. I think I dreamed you into life. Yeah, that happened. So I was so obsessed because all my friends were like, oh my God, what's your song? Do you guys have a song? I was like, are we supposed to have a song?
Right.
Is that something we're supposed to do?
Yeah, so many rules.
Somebody needs to give me a checklist because this
you.
Was my first boyfriend ever.
Aww.
And so we're dancing to this song. And I was like, this is our song.
Okay.
And he was like, what? I don't like this song. I was like, too bad. This is our song.
Executive decisions have been made. Picture by the heart balloons.
Yeah. Picture, and then this is our song. And I'm sure the rest of the night was fun. No clue. I know we went to a dinner, and we all were crazy sticker shocked on prices because that's what happens when you're in ninth grade and you go to a dinner with your other friends who are in ninth grade. You have no idea how much you're about to spend.
Shoot, because your parents always buy it.
Exactly.
So you're like, crap, I don't want to be an adult ever.
I was like, this ruined, yeah, right? This ruined my, I worked at a off-brand Build-A-Bear. It wasn't called Build-A-Bear. It was called something else. And I weighed like $5 an hour.
Yes.
And my job was to sew the bear's clothes. And all I kept thinking was like, I'm going to have to work forever to pay off this one meal. This is crazy. Thankfully.
It's going to cost me 132 bears.
Thankfully, I'm pretty sure my boyfriend either split it with me or covered it. Like, his parents must have given him some money.
Man.
They're nice people. I still know them.
Oh my gosh, I'm an awful person, because if it is who I think
it is,
he was my homecoming date senior year.
You are an awful person.
I am a man.
You just take all my leftovers.
For the kill.
Right? I warm them up, you knock them out the park.
I don't care, I'm just hungry. No, that's thirsty, and that's not attractive.
So that's Nigel, and my movie, or not my movie date.
Your dance
my
date.
My dance date. Now here's my mall date. So it was a double date.
Oh, you are sophisticated.
Yeah, well, no, it was more like, Mom, can I go to the mall with Noreen?
How old is Noreen?
And then Mom's like, is it just you and Noreen? Yeah, Noreen's mom is picking us up and we're going right to the mall. And then little does Noreen's mom or my mom know, but like Nelson and Neville are getting a ride from their mom.
Oh,
and
what up, Mom?
So for those of you out there who are like on social media and they're like, oh my God, we're dating, we've never met. I don't get that, because you can meet at a mall.
That's real. That's real.
So we're walking around. So I am with Neville and Noreen is with Nelson. Lots of fake names happening. I was thinking Journey. It's touch and love and squeeze and love and touch and squeeze.
Oh, I don't know that one. I was thinking Clarissa Explains It All.
Oh! We are aging ourselves real today. Throwback is basically just Chelsea and Stacey admit how old they are.
Are old, but look great.
These girls are going to be like listening to it and be like, I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. Stop. So Nelson and Neville show up, and then Noreen and I, my God, so many names, so that we all pair off and we're walking around, but we're still together, but we're paired and we're holding hands, which is, it's like a big deal. We're
fingers
walking through the mall.
Interwoven in
and
public.
The problem with that, though, is that like
sweaty palms.
Sweaty palms. And then you just don't want to, you want to be like, oh, hang on, I got to get something out of my purse that holds nothing because I am so young.
I always kept stuff in my pocket.
And then I'm like, let me just get my purse and then wipe my hand off because you're so sweaty.
That happened to me at skating parties.
Right?
Once again, man, I was a jerk. My best friend at the time, like, she had to leave early, so her boyfriend was there. He's like, hey, you want to skate? I'm like,
you are a jerk.
I'm a jerk. This is why I'm single. I sowed bad karma. Like, I was just on the come
so
up.
Paying back.
Like, oh, I'm so sorry. It didn't work out between the two of you. Do you want to talk about it?
So, the thing that's interesting is that, so Nelson and Noreen, they were already, like, officially dating.
Oh.
And, like, Neville and I, we are so many bells. So many fake names. So Neville and I were just, we were just starting to see if it was something. So then, we were at Lakeside Mall, which is
what up, Lakeside?
And everybody knows, under JCPenney, there's, like, in front of all the main stores, there's, like, a spot where you can sit down,
like couches and
there's
stuff.
There's like couches, but they're down in the ground. So you have to like go down a couple stairs to sit there. But the one outside of JCPenney is actually under the stairs, so it's a little more secluded.
Oh.
So, and I'm not kidding, to this day, you'll probably walk by and see kids making out. It's ridiculous.
That's real.
So we sit down, and as soon as we sit down, Nelson and Noreen, there are just like, just making out in that really gross, I don't know how to handle you kind of way. And then you just kind of left me and Neville to sit there and watch it.
Oh, is that how you do it?
Because we're like, well, I'm sure he probably thought, it's like Stephanie Tanner on Full House. She goes to a makeout party and feels all bullied into it, and she sits on the couch and they play the really dramatic music. That was me. So. Because she has to make a decision. So I'm just like, And then he kind of looked at me, and then he put his arm around me. He was like, no.
Shut it down.
I'm like, I just met you. My boyfriend before this waited 2 months to kiss me.
Right, and just say, I'm a lady. Right? You need to court me.
I didn't even think it was anything. I'm pretty sure this was even one of those things where it was like, oh, please, Chelsea, I just really want to hang out with my boyfriend.
Yeah,
he's got a friend. And you can hang out with him, and maybe I'll hit it off. So as soon as we were walking, it was like, well, I'm not hitting it off with this guy.
Right, but I'm taking one for the team. Right, I'm a wing woman.
My friend, and she needs the time with her boyfriend.
They happen when
they had to discuss really important issues.
Right, like, does my tongue fit in your mouth this way? Or is it better
at this angle? Let's play Where's My Gum?
Listen, story of my first makeout kiss. I don't want to talk about it.
You did.
And it had the flavor in it. Strawberry Bubblicious.
Strawberry Bubblicious. Dang. So, yeah, so there's my movie. Dance Small.
I remember when I got my driver's license and my friend was just like, oh, because she, like, a lot of us had to share cars with our siblings. She's like, yep. Oh, like, I want to meet my boyfriend at the movies, but we're red. I'm like, no, it's fine. I got you. So then I drove over there. So I'm like, she's, like, sitting next to him. They're holding hands. I'm with, like, the rest of his friends. I'm like,
nope.
Nah.
Not even a little bit.
Like, we can joke. Like, we can, but nah. Nah.
Okay, this has nothing to do with dating, but my brother and I, my older brother drove when his senior year, my sophomore year, we drove to school together. And every day on the way to school and on the way home from school, we listened to Luda's What's Your Fantasy?
Yeah.
And to this day, I know every word to that song.
Chelsea heard that song before. She's like, have you heard this song? I'm like, what song? And she played for me. I'm like, oh, this is about to be the jam.
Right? It's the jam. So we were older, and we, like, were at a club, and our feet were killing us.
Yeah.
So we went to go sit down.
In downtown Detroit?
Right next to the Fox Theater. Yeah. And, like, on the weekends, they would turn it into a club, and they play the music videos.
It was, like, Save the Last Dance.
Yes,
like,
it was so good.
You went hard on...
And so our feet are killing us because we wore the heels.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So we're walking out, like, walking on glass.
Go to
sit down. And as soon as we sit down, it's like, give it to me now. 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 Yeah. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. And as soon as it hits, we hadn't even wholly sat down yet. But both of us, without even speaking a word, we're just like, oh,
girl, we got it.
And we go down there. We're dancing like our feet don't even hurt.
But then
and our
looks
feet
like,
were killing us.
And it looks, you know, then guys like come up behind you because they want to dance. And we're like, it looks like we're doing a rap battle because we push them away. We're like, no. I'll get you on the
I know, right?
Man.
Luda.
Man, once again, at my wedding reception, when I just need to take a quick little break or a quick sneak peek, like that song's gonna come on, be like, Chelsea, take the mic. We're gonna just go test this out.
Be like, hang on, I'll be back in a little bit.
Stacey, you came back in a change of clothes and your hair's messy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
I'm gonna play such like rude, explicit music just to be like, I'm married! Yeah!
A friend of mine, he waited until marriage.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That gets a bell.
And he, and at the end of his wedding, right when everything was winding down, I walked up to the DJ and I was like, can you play Let's Get It On? Because
listen! That
he
is,
hasn't before.
That is what I want my first dance song to be. Like, you know how girls
Your
get
mom
on?
Would be so proud.
Listen, I told her and she said, you're just tacky. You know that? You're just tacky. I'm like, listen, but I've been good. I haven't had sex with anyone. Like, I'm going to make it to my wedding tonight and then it is on. So I'm not one of those girls that goes on Pinterest and like plans their wedding because it's just like, I haven't met Mr. Right yet. So I don't know what he's going to want. But the one thing I will fight for, A, I want as many layers as I can in a cake. And B, I want my first dance song to be Let's Get It On. And like, if the DJ could be like, oh, you know, like, you know, we're just celebrating the love today.
Just make it seem
Stacey
real romantic.
This delicious man named.
And then it'll be like.
Nick. Oh, that's weird.
That was weird.
Name that. Name Norman. Norman. I love Norman. And so it'll be like,
Normie,
you know.
Normie, Normie.
Right?
Who's my little Normie poo? You.
DJ's just going to be like, you know what? They've been together for X amount of years, and they're just very excited that you all came to share their love with them.
Celebrate their love.
And now they're going to kick off this reception with a beautiful song that is like them, both classic and timeless. Wow, wow, wow. I've been really trying, baby.
Baby.
I'm just gonna be like grinding, like I don't care.
I'll hold back this feeling for so long. And if you feel, I'm sorry, I just
it's
got
so good.
Ow!
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Oh, I love you so much.
You have
so,
I'm going to have so much fun at your wedding.
Girl, shoot, I'm going to have so much fun.
Oh, my God, you're going to have so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm totally that girl who plans out, like, I have no prospects for weddings. But I have a Pinterest for my wedding.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Just, like, that way, if it comes down the line, I don't have to be like, oh, like, 10 years ago, I saw this thing I really liked.
See, thanks to Thriving Financial, I'm just putting money away so that way when it's time, I can just get a wedding planner. I'll be like, listen, I like the color blue. He likes this color. I want my cake to have at least 7 layers. You make that happen. I pay cash.
No, I'm totally there. All right, so now we've hit the point in the show where we're going to do first impressions. First impressions are when I go through all of my crazy dating sites and I talk about I tell you guys the crazy stuff. I've said crazy like 15 times.
Crazy. See, we're opposite again. I went Aerosmith and I went Britney Spears. Man, side note, when I had taken...
At least you didn't go like Patsy Cline and I went like Gnarls Barkley.
Crazy.
I don't know that one.
Hey, Dave.
I don't know that one, but I do know Gnarls Barkley.
Oh, crazy is that... Okay, never mind.
Yeah, if you could see my
Stacey
face.
Stacey gave me
blank.
A face. Was like, really? You think I know this song?
I don't.
I'm
but
crazy
you went
for feeling so lonely.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, it's actually a good song. It's a country song.
I knew Britney Spears, though. Side note, I brought this one guy that I was dating, so we went to this one girl. It happened to be a bunch of girls from high school, so they happened to all be white, and I was black, and my boyfriend was black. So and I was just like, he's from, like, Detroit. So when we went there, I was like, listen, I'm just...
Sorry, Stacey, where is he from?
Detroit. And I just gave him a heads up. I was like, listen, so number one...
As opposed to just Detroit?
Exactly. Yes. Totally different. Two different Detroits. Totally different. Not really. So he was a little hood, because I like the hood one. So I took him to... So I took him to this party. I'm like, listen, number one, we're going to be the only ones there. Number two, they take shots for no reason.
I feel like all my hopes and dreams just got crushed.
Listen, mine got crushed first. He was like, I'm happily married. Son of a bitch. Turn it all to
I never said happily.
Oh, damn it. You're not true. He says it like every show. Nice. Anyways, I told him, I was just like, number one, we're going to be the only ones there. Number two, they like to take shots for no reason. And number three, when Britney Spears comes on, the world stops. So we walk in there, and so he's just like, okay, all right, fly in the milk,
and
got
then
it.
And immediately, like, oh my God, let's do a shot!
So like me, circa 1989, at the Public Enemy concert at the Orpheum Theater in Boston.
Yes, exactly.
Who I brought my friends Andre and Mondre, who, by the way, twins. Dude, they were 6'4".
Yeah, you better get some.
220.
Get you some blame.
I called them the Twin Towers of Power.
That is awesome.
They were my boys.
That's awesome.
That's why I bought 3 tickets to second row Public Enemy.
There it is.
And brought them with me.
There it is. That's what I'm talking about. But sure enough, we got there, and this one girl, we'll say that it was, did I use Nikisha?
No.
Nikisha. Even though it was a white girl.
It was a white girl.
But she comes up, she's like, oh my God. It was our first time meeting him. She was just like, oh my gosh, it's so nice to meet you. Let's go take a shot. He's like, why? She goes, because we just met, duh. And then sure enough, Britney Spears comes on and all the girls just stop and go, oh my God, it's Britney! He's just like, you weren't playing about
no,
this
no, I am not even kidding. I can't even claim, like, I will straight up, people will be like, let's do a shot. And then we'll get up and everybody will go to cheers and they'll be like, to my boobs. Like, it's and everybody will be like, I mean, okay, clink.
It's so funny because if someone was
clank
just like,
to your tats.
Yeah.
There you go. Better do it, Dave.
I changed it recently. Now I have like a little mean comment that I make when people do the shots. I'll be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, hit the table, slam it, whore. Yeah.
Oh my. We will pray for
and people enjoy
mongers.
It, though. They're like, oh, I haven't heard that one.
What time is it, Chelsea?
It's fun time. It's time for first impressions. So, first impressions.
We did take a detour.
Yeah, like a huge one. So, first impressions are when I go and I kind of accumulate the random messages that I get on the dating sites that I'm on over the course of the week, and I tell you guys about them because they're a little nuts.
Oh, nuts.
Nuts! starts with an N.
Yay.
Okay. This first guy's name is. Do we use that one?
No.
Nolan. When we grab from the bowl, we have a little list that we connect on it, so that way we're not like grasping right. for words.
Because it is hard. It especially is, the ends. It's right? hard.
It has been. It's been a struggle. Okay. So Nolan said, "Happy Hump Day." I liked reading about you. This is going to be super corny, but I don't know if you like your men with a little extra melanin, but I
just said
yeah, I know you did. But I'd really enjoy talking more if you're interested, but I hope you had a great day, but please let me know if you want to hang out, but I'll talk to you soon.
Hold on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? 6 butts.
Dang, I like a lot of butts and I cannot lie.
Okay, so let's...
So, here's my thing. So, you see their profile picture.
Yeah.
And they see yours.
Yeah.
So, I don't understand why you have to ask the question, hey, are you okay with me looking the way I am when you can see what I look like?
Right.
That gets on my nerves. Like, when I moved... Because, like, going to college, and I roomed blind, so I didn't know who my roommate was till like, a month beforehand. And so, like, we're chatting, like, you know, call each other, talk about blah, blah, blah. And my mom was just like, did you tell her that you're black? And I'm like, no. She was just like, maybe you should do that. Because this was before, man, aging ourselves, this was before Facebook. So you had no idea.
We were in college when Facebook came out.
Yes, and I did not have a MySpace. Thank you very much. So,
I did, but I barely used it.
I never used it. So I told her, I was like, oh, by the way, you know, I'm black. She's like, oh. And she's like, well, I'm really pale. It was so cute. But, I mean, I have run into people where they are very upfront that, hey, this can't happen because of that. I'm like, oh, well, okay, there it is. So,
but yeah, he says but like 6 times in a run-on sentence, and he starts it with happy hump day.
Yeah, that's why I was like, where is this going?
Now, here's the part I don't get, and I'm totally saying I do not understand. I wish Dave was here. I bet you he would know.
Oh,
he stepped out.
He stepped out.
I should just go push buttons.
Right?
We do not know how to run this. We literally, like, if he just was gone.
You're going to get another bonus trick.
We should Google it. That's what we should do. Okay, so his headline is Luke Cage looking for his Jessica Jones.
Luke Cage looking
for... I don't get the reference, so bear with me.
I don't know that one, but then again, if that's from... I don't watch a lot of movies, and I don't watch a lot of TV shows. Which is why I make an awful, like, movie date person, because, like, especially in high school, because this one time I did go over to this guy's parents' house to watch a movie, and I thought we were just going to watch it in the living room, and we went to the guy's bedroom, and I was like, what? And his parents were there, and I felt so uncomfortable, because my parents are old school. Unless you're married, you are not going to be in a room together with a door closed. So the fact that we went into his bedroom and we watched the movie, he's like, oh, what movie do you want to watch? So I'm like, oh, Dumb and Dumber is one of my favorites. Let's watch those. So we're watching it. And so he's trying to be like cute and put his arm around me. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is my favorite part. Because I always watch it with my older brother and my cousins. So the whole time I'm just like, oh my goodness, let's watch it. Blah, 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 blah.
So we just looked it up. So look, Luke Cage is black and Jessica Jones is white.
Aww.
That's the point. Is he's a black man looking for his white chick.
Oh.
I didn't know.
Yeah, me neither. Hey, what up? What up, interracial dating?
Right?
I like it. Yeah, I'm an awful movie dater.
Did we go to this one?
No, I don't think we did.
Okay, so this next guy, his name is Nico.
Ooh!
Real name, I looked it up on a baby website.
So, how would you spell Nico?
Probably N-I-C-C-O.
Okay, I would do 1C, but that's some way.
So. This one had it NYKKO.
Interesting.
I don't know, I just went with it.
Nico.
Nico.
Suave.
We had Rico last week, or 3 weeks ago. My gosh, what's
goodness,
my brain?
Where's the time?
So, so we had gone back and forth a couple times, and it was fine. Everything was good. Okay, Dave just walked back in. I want to see if he knows this reference, because he could have saved us, is my point.
Jesus saves.
The headline on this one guy's date was Luke Cage looking for his Jessica Jones.
Luke, what? Why?
Okay, so he didn't know. It's Luke Cage. They're like a comic book, and Luke Cage is black, and Jessica Jones is white.
Yeah, no, I got that.
So he's a black guy looking for a white girl.
Yeah, we didn't know.
We just didn't know who any of them were. You have silence.
I did it!
This is how I wound up on Flashpoint, and I try to not do that again. Chelsea, you are a...
I know. No, that's...
You are a curvy...
No, that's real.
Black girl.
But...
Or white girl.
I'm a white girl.
That...
That black men
stereotypically
are very
there are
interested.
Certain
yes
but I feel like
yes.
all men like that
not as many as you'd think
really
no
huh. you no. sexy girl
thanks
sexy
you so pretty Stacey.
She's sexy aw hey pretty eyes
you're
hey.
Beautiful I just want you to know you're my favorite girl. Yeah. I wish I could tell you guys that we aren't like this
all the time. Like, this isn't a show. This is life.
So, okay. So, Nico and I had gone back and forth
a couple times.
What?
Because I'm here for you.
Thank you for being a friend. Oh. Bah, bah, bah,
bah, bah. I'm sorry. Nico.
So Nico and I have gone back and forth a little bit. And he, you know, I'm busy and I don't have my dating site set to notifications, so I check it once a day.
Like, right? We work. We got bills.
Right. If you're going to be that impatient, it is what it is. So anyway, he sends me one and then in like, oh, okay, no worries. Spelt wrong, by the way. And then
the no or the word.
Wait, how do you spell no worries wrong?
Thank you.
W-I-R-R-I-E-S.
Maybe he's a big Anne McCaffrey, Dragon Riders of Pern fan.
That means nothing to me.
Oh, you lost your geek card. I didn't know I had one.
I had a geek card.
And then you lost me. Like, you've, oh. I, oh.
Maybe, well, maybe I'll find it again.
Okay. I still have my geek
so
card.
Oh, God.
Sad day.
Sad Dave. So we stumped Dave, and we've made him very sad. We're hitting a lot of milestones in episode
Dave.
Eight. Episode eight.
What up, eight? because of octopus.
So
No.
So Nico.
This episode will be huge in Japan.
Right. God, no.
Hey, we're available on iTunes, Japan.
Konnichiwa.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Oh, you can do the robot.
Igista wagimasen.
I don't know that one.
Karaoke.
Ichi, ni, san.
That was just the
Ichi, ni, san. Atamagata isa ashi isa.
Oh, I didn't learn that. I wasn't in Michigan Blue Ribbon schools yet.
Oh, snap.
I was in Ohio.
Ohio.
Okay.
Okay, so... he sent me worries, no wrong, spelt wrong, no wrong, spelt wrong. And then in the same minute, he's like, would you like to text? And I didn't get it until the next morning. And I said, I prefer not to give out my number. I'd rather just talk on here until we meet. And then, like, an hour after that, he goes, oh, you contact all of your friends and family through this app? LOL. Now, I will give him that a day went by and I hadn't responded. Like, I hadn't checked it again
but
yet.
No, I don't contact my friends and family through this dating
through this
app.
Dating site. So so then a day later, which I get it, you know, I didn't respond. It was a day. It was literally a day almost to the minute. So And he goes, guess so. Oh well, I'm not interested in your games and drama. Have a good one.
Well, good day, sir.
I said good day.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Thanks.
Like,
your games and your drama.
What was my games and drama? Like, what did I do?
You were playing hard to get.
I wasn't, though.
And you weren't responding right away because you just thought working and paying attention to your work was more important than
messaging me. I have had guys break up with me and tell me that I'm not needy enough. That they feel
like... I've had that before, too.
They feel like I don't need them enough, and therefore they don't think that I need them at all.
And that definitely is... I've had to work on that balance.
I'm sorry, have you met the male ego?
Well, and you know what? And I get that. But here's the thing. I work three jobs and my time is precious. Like, I don't have time to make plans and adjust everything.
Like your time is precious or your time is precious.
Yes.
Basically, I mean, if he's got that ring. I'm just saying.
maybe a little more hair, though. And some, like, not so much curve of the spine.
Oh, we'll pray. Perfectional character. So anyways.
Eagle. So do I get my geek card back yet?
He's still not single, Chelsea. Just don't even waste your time.
I sit there, I'm like, it's not the most romantic thing in the world, but, like, if I have free time, if something falls through, something gets canceled, I'm going to let you know. But if, from a week-to-week basis, if I've scheduled 2 days to see you, I freaking like you. Right? Like,
just saying.
Like you have scheduled, I have scheduled 2 days of my free time.
I have blocked off my life to make this happen.
Like, so I'm a planner. I like you. Yeah.
Right. I'm a planner. So I'm just like, hey, I have this day free and this day free.
So for you to be like, I don't know, I just feel like you don't need me enough. I'm like, we talk every day and I see you twice a week and I work three jobs.
You don't need me
enough. You're full time in college and you have a full time job. Where else do you expect to meet? Like, how much more should I need you?
You don't need me enough.
Yeah, that guy.
That has happened before.
And it's not even one guy, but like more than one guy has told me that
That's someone who's not actually looking for like a partner.
No way. Right, because I'm not looking for somebody who literally like can't breathe without me. Breathe without me. But come home to me at the end of the night.
Does Toni Braxton know this?
Breathe again. Breathe again. And I can stop thinking about.
Oh, what was the one? Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again. Oh, Tyson Beckford. Lord, I had to repent after seeing that video. That is a fine man.
It's just, I don't know. Like, guys are weird like that.
Yeah, but that happens a lot. I remember this one guy was dating this girl, and he's just like, hey, it's kind of cool because, you know, she's done with school and she doesn't have a job, so it's pretty awesome. I'm like, pretty awesome?
She doesn't have a job.
He's like, so she doesn't really do anything all day, so I just get to, like, hang out with her more and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, aren't you concerned about her goals and what she wants to do?
I mean, yeah.
She's working on her MRS degree. Is what she's doing.
Mrs.
You can work on your independence. Wow.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want someone I don't want to be dependent on someone. I don't want somebody to feel like they have to, like, hold the whole brunt of our life because I am available to need him. Like, no, I want to live my life. I want you to live your life. I just want us to head down the same path together.
Right. I did definitely have to make the adjustment just because I had been, like, such an independent woman for so long.
That is real.
And I did date a lot of losers, if I'm being honest. So for a good bulk of my relationships, I was the breadwinner. So I was used to, I mean, these guys were losers. So I was used to, like, you know, oh, we're going to go out to a nice place. You know, of course, I'll pay for it. Oh, you need money for a rent. Oh, you don't have a car. Let me help you out. Like, I was always that person. So then,
you were a sugar mommy.
A dumb one at that. So then, after, like, you know, I finally got better standards, and I realized I really had to make an adjustment because we'd go out to eat, and I'll be like, oh, don't worry about them. Like, and they kind of look at me like, no.
Like, no, you don't worry about it.
Right, and I'm just like, oh, but I don't want you to feel...
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah, no, the wait what moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Oh, okay. I was just like, what did I do, Dave? Dave's
yeah, no.
No. It was just like, no.
I was assisting, not questioning.
That's why I love Dave. But yeah, I just had to make that adjustment. So I wasn't always like, you know, just wearing the pants in the relationship or whatever.
Yeah.
He was just like,
right?
No. He's like, yeah.
Okay. So the next guy we have is Noah.
Oh, Noah.
All the way back to the protozoa. Begotten. Yeah, okay, so Stacey and I in high school were in a musical called Children of Eden, and that was a good show.
That was the last show.
But that's just what happened. So for everybody else who's like, what the crap are they singing?
Right? Don't worry about
it. It's called Children of Eden.
It is a good show, though.
It is a good show. Yeah. Okay, so this guy sent me Good Late Morning. I know. Good late morning.
Happy 11 o'clock to you.
Pleasant 11:59 to you.
It was 11:39.
Oh! Price is Right rules close this without going over.
Oh, Stacey wins.
Wow.
So,
What was his name?
My name is Noah.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
He lives on the second floor. He lives upstairs from you. I think you might have seen him before.
I really enjoyed your profile. You seem pretty awesome. Would like to possibly talk to get to know you more. Have a great day and stay cool because you seem cool and I could definitely use to up my cool ratio.
I'm going into high school and I'm really nervous.
I live in my mom's basement.
Yeah, like
he does for sure.
Oh, it is him.
Can't say it.
No, can't. You can't say it.
Noah.
His name is Noah. His
name is Noah.
You can't. Don't do it. We're not throwing shade.
No shade. I don't want no shade.
This hurts. Physically it hurts.
You need to go outside. Okay. I want you to be okay.
He kind of looks like Violet when she turned into an actual, blueberry.
Violet?
No, I'm going to South Park.
Violet, I know you are. But you can't. I'm trying to take you away from it.
Run away.
Okay, we're going to move past it. I know.
Breathe,
that's
Jake,
taking some.
Breathe. We're going to get through this together. We're almost done.
I think this is the only one we have
You're
left.
Crowning. Yeah, that is the
okay.
One that
well, that's good because I only have one more.
Yay!
All right, this guy's name is
Timmy. Sorry, I had to
edit out. Edit it out.
I got so scared.
Oh, Jesus!
At first,
names.
I was afraid. I was petrified.
Now I could I could live without that.
Oh
my
God, that was so loud, Dave.
I'm sorry.
I can't hear.
It had to happen.
Where are we? Okay, so this guy's name is Neptune.
Ooh, Pharrell and the crew.
And his headline is looking for a simple loving girl. Oh. And then his next, it says, hello, would you like to chat and get to know each other? Please let me know what you think either way, okay? Better than being left hanging, LOL, all in caps, smiley face, winky face. Anyway, hope to hear from you soon. Half hour later. Have you checked out my profile yet? Half hour later. I'm just curious what you think, and if you don't think anything either way, half hour later. And he's like, obviously, you're not interested, and you're not interested in responding either. If you need anything, let me know. I'll be here for you. No, don't ruin my show.
How old is this person?
Oh, gosh, I closed it. Hang on.
Yeah, you did, by not responding. You shut the door on it.
35.
Huh? I wonder if maybe he had a high school sweetheart, they got married, and they got divorced, and he's just like, I haven't dated
Listen
in so
to
long.
Stacey
he just went to his
picture.
Reunion and
yeah.
realized how sad his life is.
And then he's, trying to be hip and cool, so he, looked on BuzzFeed's latest howdah.
See, I just took it as somebody doesn't get a lot of responses and is trying to be cool about it, but instead has an alarm set on his phone, wherein it literally says, message Chelsea.
Every 30 minutes, message
every
Chelsea.
Every 30
yeah.
minutes is just an alarm, and he'll be like, hey, you know that? And then he's like, well, fine.
Hey, are we there yet? Are we there yet?
You know what, Dave? We are there. It's that time. We actually went a little bit long today. We were having fun.
Please don't reflect it in our bill.
That's real.
It's only a few minutes. I'm sorry.
We were 8 minutes short 3 weeks ago,
yeah!
4 weeks ago. So, anyway, so I'm
throwing things at the studio.
Freaking.
You're doing great, Dave. We're here. What happens? Will Dave explode? Will Dave not be able to contain his excitement and let it out and scare everyone because the sound comes through their headphones and it frightens them every single time? Find out next time on Reasons Why I'm Single.
This is a previously recorded episode.